As we have recognized by now that the HRIS is critical to the development of organizational strategy and is also central to the provision of value, several trends related to the HRIS are pertinent to the discussions of strategy and planning. Engaged and motivated employees who enjoy their work and use the HRIS efficiently are key to the success of a business. And HRIS promotes employee engagement. Access to company information gives employees a sense of belonging. This encourages motivation and effectiveness. As is the case with other organizational functions, HRIS has often been considered as a support function, but this is no longer the case. Changes in technological, societal, and competitive environments have prompted radical shifts in this particular role. From a behind-the-scenes support function, HRIS has now become an integral part of an organization's efforts across the value chain. Feeling valued inspires company loyalty, and having a robust HRIS system instills this in employees. An integrated HRIS can thus support the desires that all employees matter within the bigger picture. Thus, applications of HRIS to a value strategy are generally intended to keep the unit costs low. The modern HRIS links employees at all levels, from recruitment staff right to the top management. Everyone can benefit from this working collaboration tool. Increasing productivity means reducing costs and improving profits. This is the ultimate goal of a business. Thus, this leads to ways to do strategic things for the HRIS, and these include a number of strategic applications. These include aspects such as just-in-time inventory systems for manufacturing and computerized quick response systems in retailing. These are just but a part of, you know, the wide applications that HRIS, especially the many examples of IS moving beyond a support function and becoming a partner in creating strategic value by integrating the value chain within an organization's physical boundaries. These also improve in reducing the time taken to search for documents and information, streamlining of administrative procedures, and savings done on meetings by reducing the travel costs and managing of critical time. The trend for some time now has been for the HRIS functionality to move outside organizations and interface directly up and down the value chain, integrating and automating much of the communications process. In particular, sourcing, outsourcing, and co-supplier collaboration are the three key areas of rapid growth in the value chain integration that are being driven by the HRIS as a part of the critical aspects of strategic HR information systems planning. Employee engagement is also a strategic key area in the business, which is being considered under this umbrella. If employees are engaged in their own work and overall objectives of the organization, they also show a certain heightened sense of commitment. This translates into productivity and innovation. It helps drive the business forward and creates ways to achieve employee engagement through the HRIS. These are to make the employees feel valued through recognition, rewards programs, and training. Also, this leads to accommodation of freedom of expression and ideas, and in order to communicate the company goals to these employees in a simple yet an enticing manner. Here we continue our discussion about the critical aspects of strategic HR information systems planning. Thus, it is not just the communication channels that are being redefined, but also the products themselves. Strategy improves as organizations require improved integrated communication channels between remote sites, organizational functions, and even individuals. And security also remains a key consideration. Remote working is a part of today's digital workplace. It allows staff to work at any time and any place. Being able to connect whenever you are gives you the flexibility in diverse types of working. Thus, strategic HRIs should ensure the allowance or permittance of connections from different devices, such as mobiles, tablets, and laptops, provide instant information whenever required, and the ability to provide immediate connectivity with the colleagues. Thus, planning and strategizing can create a difference as many organizations adopt a product leadership strategy that drives the technology department and development of production and operations functions. In this context, HRM is not only crucial to an organization's success, but it should be a part of the overall strategy plan of the organization, because so many businesses today depend on people to earn profits. Strategic planning thus plays an important role in how productive the organization is. Thus, the presence of strategy helps in potentially bringing in a wide variety of associated benefits for the organization. Thus, strategic HRIS allows organizations to develop specialized communication channels that facilitate group work efforts throughout the entire product development, production, and delivery processes. HRIS can be used to create a team design approach that includes team members from within and outside the HRM departments, and communication happens through specialized knowledge portals. Development of policies to reach the strategic plan's goals is the job of the HRM. After policies have been developed, communication of these policies on safety, security, scheduling, vacation times, and flexible schedules should be developed by the HR department. Of course, the HR managers need to work closely with supervisors in the organization to develop these policies, so that they are able to understand and get a gist of the employees' pulses. The efforts related to strategy development can be spread across a large array of people, locations, and organizational functions to help eliminate problems that may remain undiscovered until implementation of the completed design. In this context, what is important is the assessment of employees and strategizing on how to retain the best employees. And this is a task that HR managers need to oversee with complete focus. But other managers in the organization also need to provide their specific inputs in order for this activity to remain efficient. Keeping up to date on new regulations relating to employment, healthcare, and other issues is generally a responsibility that falls on the HRM department, but is also supported by the other departments as well. HRI strategy is an elaborate and systematic plan of action developed by the Human Resource Department. This definition tells us that an HRI strategy includes detailed pathways to implement the strategic plans related to HRIs. Think of the HRI strategic plan as the major objectives the organization wants to achieve, and the HR plan as the specific activities carried out to achieve the strategic plan. In other words, the strategic plan may include long-term goals, while the HR plan may include short-term objectives that are tied to the overall strategic plan. When organizations adopt a value strategy that involves high levels of consideration for the needs of the employees, the focus is on fostering long-term customer relationships. Consumers have shifted from a largely brick-and-mortar world in the past, with its inherent restrictions such as limited hours of operations and the associated travel time to one that incorporates the e-businesses as well. The competitive environment has shifted to a world in which a larger body of consumers expect and desire communication from anywhere and at any time, on any day or night, for information gathering, decision making, purchasing, arranging delivery, and product support. Additionally, by integrating organizational databases with online customer portals, customers have come to expect the ability to customize the communications channels to their individual needs. In this context, the database integration has become very important and critical, and is thus the process which is used to aggregate information from multiple sources like social media, sensor data from the Internet of Things or the IoT, data warehouses, customer transactions, and more importantly, the need to share it through a clean version across an organization. For firms to meet the expectations of this new breed of customers and their requirements, the HRIs cannot just be considered as a mere support function. With an automated database that collects, stores, and displays up-to-date data, consistent information about the personnel, policies, and procedures in an organization, the HR leaders and managers can focus on helping the organization to work on developing holistic communication channels. Thus, as mentioned before, HRIS takes the lead role in developing these customer-side communication channels with other organizational functions that are taken as a part of the support role. Another trend that requires consideration involves how the organizations have come to view the typical customer. At some point, every HRIS customer, whether internal or external, will need assistance with their system. The quality and timeliness of the support can have a big impact on the functionality of the HR software, employee satisfaction parameters, and also the reliability of the information contained in the system, and many other critical business factors. Thus, the trend has been for organizations to shift from treating the consumers as one large market with uniform needs to treating them as smaller and smaller segments of a market with differing group of needs. Here we continue our discussion about the critical aspects of strategic HR information systems planning. Customer service, as we know, is an essential component of any business. Good customer service creates loyal customers who will return time and again for more purchases. It's a lot easier to retain current customers by keeping them happy than it is for us to find new ones when poor customer service drives them away. This has been one of the factors in driving the demand forces from primarily a supply push environment to a demand pull environment. In the supply push environment, the organizations typically developed and produced products for a group based on the needs of the average group member, then pushed what they produced to the customers. Consumers might or might not get the blend of benefits and costs that they truly desired, but the options were limited, hence the need to shift the paradigm. The application of HRIS technology has radically changed this perspective. The HRIS has allowed organizations to reduce the size of the market segments down to the smaller and smaller numbers, even down to individual consumers. When organizations are looking for an HRIS, they are a customer of the vendor and should expect the same quality of customer service that is offered to their own customers. No matter how good the functionality is of the current HRIS, sooner or later, the organization will need assistance from an expert vendor. Just as the customers want good customer service and support from the organization, it will want the same treatment from the HRIS support provider or the vendor. closer contact, even a one-on-one relationship between the buyer and the seller has driven the development of a different business model, that of the demand pull. As discussed in the previous slide, in the demand pull model, the interaction between the consumer and the organization is unique to the individual. Customer communication thus becomes more personalized, and the customer is more involved in the product development process. A global study examined the role of the customer service in the customer satisfaction that is facilitated by the HRI solutions. According to this study, the customer service has been increasingly important when it comes to selecting of an HRI solution. But many vendors are falling behind in meeting their customers' expectations for the service. The study found that an increasing number of HRIS purchasers regret their choice of HRIS primarily because of the dissatisfaction with the customer service. One way in which the product customization may be implemented is by allowing customers to select amongst the components of a good or service so that it becomes fully customizable to the individual customer's preferences and provides greater values. As we are fully aware, today the need for customized services is on the rise. Under this particular model, the consumers create demand for a personalized version of the product, which is then pulled through the organization to the individual consumer, thus creating a close-knit fit between the requirements of the consumers and the products thereby offered. This approach thus capitalizes on the consumer's desires to have goods and services tailored to their individual needs, and thus more fully providing the benefits they desire and restricting the costs they want to avoid. When it comes to an HRI solution, the customer service is now viewed as being just as important as the functionality of the software. This is because poor customer service can affect the entire organization, as we know that the HRIS is a critical part of the organization's support. While this seems fundamentally simple, it has one underlying prerequisite. It is imperative that the customers receive what the customers have asked for. Thus, vendor customer service can affect everything from the success and efficiency of the implementation, and thus helping all things to run smoothly, it needs to be considered. This one requirement often places the demand pull model outside the reach of mass production, unless a system can be brought to bear that can track the individual customer specifications along with the specific production unit throughout the production, the delivery, and the servicing processes. Thus, customer service or customer experience can affect how well the HR staff can perform their jobs. It can affect how trustworthy the data and the information is within the system. Thus, the sheer volume of information that must be tracked through a mass customization production system is typically beyond the reach of organizations without heavily integrated production systems that are driven and backed up by HRIS production management systems. Thus, customization comes into play over here. Though it could be argued that the HRIS still is primarily a support function, when it comes to tangible product production, heavily integrated production systems are not as easily reconfigured as they once were. Now, the prime reason behind this is because today in the HRIS world, there are a diverse number of applications that work in tandem to produce results for organizations. Thus, the HRIS decision makers have been spending more time looking into committed customer service before selecting an HRIS solution. If an employee has an issue with the self-service portal, which is a subunit of the HRIS, it's the HR that they're going to talk to. Thus, the HR professionals will then need to spend their precious time contacting the vendor's customer support for help if it's not a problem that they can solve themselves. It's therefore essential to prioritize the customer service when looking at a new HRIS. In this context, the proper operation of such systems requires strong ties between the HRIS and the production functions of an organization for the production system to satisfy the customer needs and demands. The customer demands for situational control do not begin with getting what they ask for. Rather, these demands actually begin during the customer's intelligence gathering and analysis processes, when the customer is deciding what to purchase in the first place. Hence, a proactive approach is extremely important at this particular phase. Does the consumers want to be able to access an organization's website, the intranet, or the cloud infrastructure to collect information, compare products, and make purchases if desired? Such processes rest on the proper integration of HRIs throughout the organization. It's thus essential to keep this notion of integrity in mind when selecting an HRIS solution. The featured set of an HRIS solution is important, but if the HR staff and professionals can't get the support they need to implement and to manage the system, that HRIS solution may not be the right fit for the organization. Thus, the strategic value to the organization lies in encouraging consumer empowerment, thus creating greater value in the eyes of the consumers. It is found that the professionals reported long wait times when they called to report an issue. They also complained about a lack of knowledge about the product and about issues that arise. This meant that in order to get an issue resolved, employees had to place multiple requests to the HR department. The organizations may also gain additional intangible benefits from the greater loyalty that the consumer's involvement fosters, as well as from freed up employees being able to shift their efforts from consumer interaction to other types of work. Thus, it's essential to keep important or critical aspects of integration in mind when looking for a new HRIS. Here, the HR professionals need to understand several nuances while considering a system which is critical to the strategic HR information systems planning. The HRIS designers need to be able to compute in a planned manner the tangible and intangible gains that are realized by passing some control to the customers, which are often accompanied by an increased exposure to risk. Especially as it relates to the management of information assets, such as confidential customer data, regulation compliance records, and other confidential organizational information. Hence, a symbiotic relationship between organizations often leads to strategic advantages and benefits. Thus, one must recognize the fact that technologies facilitate good human relationships as well. The benefits of new technology, especially resulting in the reduction of operational costs, have induced organizations to apply functional HRIS solutions. The IT solutions and analytical tools integrated in the HRIS modules enable the professionals to make human resource related decisions more easily and more accurately. The organizational members at all levels can get access to the HRIS data, while the management team can analyze this data to make decisions. Whether the relationships thereby affected are with customers, the frontline employees, the strategic allies, or other senior leaders, the HRIS creates an environment of accessibility that fosters productive relationships. In this way, it helps the level, it helps level the competitive playing field for many organizations, allowing small organizations that are geographically localized. The pattern of planned or emerging human resource strategies and practices help these organizations to enable their goals and objectives while simultaneously reproducing the HR base over a longer duration and also creating a duplicity in the locations for these small organizations. The HRS robustness helps in controlling the communication and performing the and resulting in helping the performance of these organizations. Thus, organizations now can have global access to customers and global organizations to have seemingly local access to the employees. In terms of governance, the use of HRIS can create ethical issues with any of the stakeholders. Thus, we need to have a good understanding of the nuances of the systems. Designers need to address the multiple issues that are involved when using information technologies to monitor employees and opens the discussion for leaders' consideration before implementing an information technology. One of the foremost issues is that of trust in the underlying system. This level of trust can be split into two elements. The first element discusses trust as an expectation relating to the concept that HRIS will operate properly in the future, whereby an individual's assessment about the HRIS can be anticipated. The second element shows that HRIS trust is an electronic system that is used in HRM, hence it is a state, a perception, or a condition to use in HRIS. Since communication is the process through which people are connected with others to create relationships, then HRIS has become the conduit or the channel for efficient networking. The prominent example here would be of the employee self-service intranet and the social media connections that go through the current HRIS solutions. The influence of social networking, especially as it relates to recruiting, is an important point of consideration. The social networking increasingly will affect the work done by human resource departments. For example, recruitment and selection, employer branding, and innovation initiatives. Thus, organizations increasingly are adopting viral recruiting methods and social media practices for employee brand messaging, all done through plugins provided by the current contemporary HRIS solutions. The prominent examples being the HRIS solutions linked to the prominent platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thus, taken together, these assumptions, along with the changing environment and emerging governance roles, are a call for the HRIS managers to revisit strongly held beliefs about the IS function, which is the underlying function, because they may point to potentially serious gaps in the HRIS strategy, which often lead to error and strategic disadvantages.